Thanks for downloading this edition of The Call of the Day. For even more hours of Dr. Laura, become a family premium member now at drlaura.com.
David, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura.
Hi.
Hi. On first-time caller, actually first-time listener on Friday, slipping through, and you were talking to somebody about you know, how to deal with the relationship between grandkids and grandparents. And mm-hmm. I'm in a situation, I live in Florida. I'm about 5 minutes from my parents. We have our first kid on the way in September.
Oh, congratulations.
My wife. Thank you.
Where did you meet your wife?
I met my wife. I crashed a Christmas party, employment Christmas party.
Where? In Florida?
In Boca Raton.
And she was college student. What?
She was I'm a lawyer. I was my first. I must have been practicing for about 2 years. And my wife was just getting started. She's a master's in accounting.
Okay, so you crashed a party.
Yeah, I met my wife.
Did you do that often?
No, I just got invited. I'm being facetious. I was invited to a party, but it was kind of a work-related party, so I was kind of the outsider. But I managed to meet my wife and held on for dear life, and 2 years later, we were married.
Okay, so she was living down where you're living, and so naturally you just settled where you both were living. And go ahead, what is the problem we have to deal with?
We live about 3 hours from my in-laws, which is very tough. You know, even when my wife was in college and she lived 4 hours away, she was being blamed for going to college so far away, even though she was a 4-hour drive.
So she's got
there's a lot of jealousy.
Annoying parents to start out with.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now it's an issue that
no, it's not an issue for you guys, unless you look at it as an issue for you guys.
Right. So it's definitely an issue for my wife. And the fact that it's an issue for my wife is an issue.
Well, we've got to stop it being an issue for your wife, because I think the manipulation is partially what I call emotional abuse. Giving a kid a hard time about going to college because you're too far from me, you owe me, is emotional abuse.
Right. Right.
And continuing it when you're married and pregnant is worse emotional abuse. So the first thing that you're going to do is I'm going to send you a copy of our conversation, and you're going to let your wife listen to it, because she's got to let go of being hooked into their abusive, manipulative nonsense.
Right. And that'd be great.
Yes, it would be. She might need to get some counseling help for it, but it's not her, it's them. I understand parents feeling bad. Well, they, you know... But you don't torture your kids over it and make them feel guilty and bad for having a life.
Yeah. I mean, it just seems that when, you know, our going over there is kind of a distraction for whatever their issues are. And you know, we're there to basically kind of distract them. And it's only going to continue when.
Well, once you have the baby, you're not traveling 3 hours with a baby. So they can come visit or not. And she's got to gain more equanimity with the or not. Your wife does. This is not good for her to be stressing out while she's pregnant.
That's for sure. Well, thank you, Dr. Laura.
Yeah, so I'm going to put you on hold. If you'd like, you can give them your email number, and we will send you this recording. And what's your wife's first name?
Wendy.
Okay, Wendy, happy pushing when the day comes. But Wendy, you have got to recognize this as adult child abuse and emotional adult child abuse and pull back from it, or else it'll be destructive for years, hurt your marriage and everything. All righty, I'm going to put you on hold, and then we'll take care of that.
Enjoy this free version of Dr. Laura's Call of the Day. You can get access to all the calls on Dr. Laura's weekday show by becoming a family premium member now at drlaura.com.